This is the Commoner's View of the World on July 11th, 2005, at 7:50 p.m. All right, friends, here is an old article I wrote in podcast form. This should give you more of an idea what this podcast is about. Please visit us at commonercast.blogspot.com. Here it is. The Commoner's View of the World. Today, I have what I think is more like the original commoners. I'm going to be teaching you how to rebel against modern corporate culture. While I like capitalism, I really think that certain companies such as Starbucks and Walmart have really messed up our culture. Alright, first up, Starbucks. In the middle of winter, I really like grabbing one of their hot chocolates. No, I also hate their coffee, as with the rest of the world's coffee supply. I don't like to take money out of my pocket if I don't have to, and I also hate getting hooked on anything. Anyway, Starbucks offers three sizes, on corporate jargon. Honestly, who besides a coffee junkie knows what tall, grande, and venti mean? Even spellcheck doesn't recognize grande and venti. Tall is small, and so forth in that order. Personally, I thought that small, medium, large worked fine. So, to rebel against this corporate evilness, you must do this for me. And for the whole race. When ordering a small cup, say, small. They will soon inform you that no, it is a tall drink. If you have the guts, please go ahead and insist that it is a small drink. I'll bet you anything a Starbucks worker feels the same way, unless they were brainwashed with corporate jargon. A little while back, I read a book called Nickeled and Dimed. In the nonfiction book, a journalist tries to live working two different low-paid jobs. One included Walmart. She writes about how awful it was to work there, and how by the end she felt brainwashed. Since then, I hate to go to the store. Anyway, although it's rare, when I go to Walmart, one thing truly stands out. This is true about movie stores as well. Everywhere you go, there are TVs which spill ads for products. Thanks, I'll choose for myself. As with Starbucks, there's a solution for this as well. Mitch Altman, an inventor, offers a product that turns off TVs from a certain range. Dubbed TV Begone, this godsend fits on a keychain and works in under a minute. Honestly, this could be fun too. In Walmart, wouldn't you like to use it and see an associate, that's what those people call the workers, rush over and turn it back on? Go back to the milk aisle and use it again. That would be absolutely hilarious. Think about it. This has other uses too. I won't go there though. You can figure this out on your own. Thanks for rebelling, folks. Okay, that gives you a bit of an idea about what the Commoner's View of the World is. And thank you for listening to this podcast, and please visit us at commonercast.blogspot.com. Thanks. Bye.